Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 611 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week we're going to be examining Billboard Magazine's best-selling popular retail records for the week ending September 18th, 1943, exactly 80 years ago this week. We begin at number 8 on the charts. It belonged to Dick Hames and the Song Spinners. The song from the movie Hello Frisco, Hello. It's You'll Never Know.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away in my heart. Went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. Never know if you don't know now. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. You'll never know.
Dick Hames kicking off our look at the popular songs this week, 80 years ago, with You'll Never Know. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and X. It's not Twitter anymore, it's X. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, or maybe just like to look at pictures of the ones I've got done, check out my website at www.radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, V-N-B, two E's and a K. And I've got some great fully restored sets available for purchase, now many with Bluetooth capability. Up next, sitting at number 7, we've got Harry James in the orchestra, with Frank Sinatra doing the vocals in a song that was originally recorded back in 1939, reissued in 1943, and became a big hit. At number 7, it's All or Nothing at All.
nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no. All or nothing at all.
My heart, you didn't want it for yourself. just friends. So calm your fears and dry your tears. Come kiss the girl you adore. Now you can smile tonight and cry no more.
Sitting at number 6 was I Heard You Cried Last Night. That was Harry James and the orchestra with Helen Forrest doing the vocals. At number 5, we once again have Frank Sinatra, this time with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra, and In the Blue of Evening.
Mama, lay that pistol down. gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. And was I having fun until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Now there was old Al Dexter, he always had his fun, but with some lead she shot him dead. His honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
Sitting at number 4 on Billboard magazine's best-selling popular retail records for the week ending September 18, 1943 was Al Dexter with Pistol Packin' Mama. At number 3 we once again have Frank Sinatra, this time backed by the Bobby Tucker Singers, another version of You'll Never Know. This time he topped Dick Ames.
Just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, 'cause haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
You went away and my heart went with you. I seek your name in my
I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
Just missing the top spot this week 80 years ago was the Mills Brothers sitting at number 2 with their huge hit, Paper Doll. And now, drum roll please, the number 1 song on Billboard Magazine's best-selling popular retailer records for the week ending September 18, 1943, belongs to Bing Crosby. And Sunday, Monday are always backed by the Ken Darby Singers from his motion picture Dixie.
Sunday, Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday or Friday, I want you near every day in the year.
Oh, won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday. Or always. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound and pound. And what am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday, Monday. Or always
and forever I must be with you, beginning on Sunday and Monday and then forever.
Oh, won't you tell me when we will meet again?
Sunday or Monday.
Or always. If you're satisfied, I'll be at your side.
Sunday or Monday.
Or always.
Sunday or Monday. No need to tell me now what makes the world go round. When at the sight of you, my heart begins to pound.
What am I to do? Can't I be with you? Sunday, Monday, or always.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here in the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back exactly 80 years to a Thursday night on September 16th, 1943, and tuning into the Kraft Music Hall starring Bing Crosby.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, the Charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitors, the ever-hungry poet Falstaff Openshaw, and the ever-lovely glamour gal Jinx Falkenberg. And here is the ever-present Bing Crosby.
Get on, get on, get on the road to victory. Get off, get off, get off the rusty, dusty. And get on, get on, get on the road to victory. And buy another bond today. Get in, get in, get in your weekly envelope. Get out, get out, get out some ever-loving. And get on, get on, get on the road to victory. And buy another bond today.
You know, it's a funny thing that people got to be urged and prodded and reminded to buy bonds. Why, getting in a position to buy bonds has been the angle every guy's been angling for since he found out that anybody can be anything he wants to be under our flag and under our way of life. Buying bonds doesn't really mean a thing but stashing something away for the future. Right now, your weekly take is probably a pretty colorful thing. Try putting a little of it away for the future. That's all buying war bonds means. Building up a future for yourself and protecting what you've got, everything you've helped to build. Every bond you buy today is not only an investment in freedom, not only the least you can do to help the men who are fighting for you, but every bond you buy today is a hunk of tomorrow's best. Signed, sealed, and set aside for you by your ever-loving Uncle Sam.
Get on, get on, get on the road to victory. Get on, get on. Get off the rusty, dusty, and get on, get on, get on the road to victory, and buy another bond today. Get in, wavy, down in your weekly envelope. Get in, wavy, get out some ever-loving, and get on the road that leads to victory, and buy another bond today. Don't delay.
Sure, I know you bought a bunch of them in April, thinking that was all you'd ever need to get. Well, the boys were fighting for you back in April, and they haven't laid a rifle down as yet. So you better get on, get on, get on the road to victory. Get off, get off, get off the rusty, dusty, and get on, get on, get on the road to victory, and buy another bond today.
The road to victory, the road to victory, the victory.
This is the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, grabbing a shortwave boost to every blitz spot in the pattern of global war.
Hey, Yuki's back with a word to the wise. Would that be you or two other guys?
Henry Wadsworth Yuki we got here now. Since when did you become a conversational rhymester, old boy?
Oh, just lately. See, I'm going happies with Falstaff Openshaw on a smash hit.
Is that so?
And we'd like to cut you up, too.
Cut me up?
You put up the money.
I put up the money.
Yeah.
What's the title? Yuki's Irish Rose?
Oh, no, no, no. Huh? My play is different. Are you familiar with the story, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Yes.
Mine is different.
Yours is different.
Yeah.
What's Falstaff's cut in this play?
Well, I'm composing the music, yes, designing the scenery, and taking tickets. Falstaff's just writing the lyrics.
May I say you have one of the best men in the business?
Thank you very much. Boy, we've worked and worked and worked on our play, and do you know what?
All work and no play.
I can see you're not interested in appearing in a smash hit.
Appearing?
Yes. Did
you say appearing? Oh, you mean there is, shall we say, something in this opera for me?
You can play second lead.
Who is the star?
Naturally.
Naturally.
Say,
Yuki, what sort of a musical comedy is this thing?
Well, what Oklahoma does for the West, our show is going to do for the South.
Mm-hmm. What are you calling yours?
South Dakota. It's a mystery musical show.
Ah, that's interesting. A mystery musical, huh? What is South Dakota about?
Well, it's all about an Arkansas family that migrates to Rhode Island.
What's that got to do with South Dakota?
That's the mystery.
I thought as much. Now, before I blow a bob or two in this baloney, Yuki, what are you assessing the customers to be in at the desk?
Well, orchestra seats will be $5 and $3.
For a thin, you get a little further down front.
Oh, no. The $3 orchestra seats will be near the stage.
Why are the threes nearer than the fivers?
Well, in the $3 seats, you've got to be able to play an instrument.
Say, Yuki, could I get a piece of the show for $50?
Oh, sure, Mr. Copter.
How big a piece?
Well, when the show breaks up, you can have your choice.
You know, Ken, I was thinking a play with music by Yuki and lyrics by Falstaff Openshaw that really whets my curiosity.
Oh, sure, it whets everybody.
Can only mean one thing.
Success.
All wet.
Silence. Falstaff Openshaw is here, so hold your tongue, you four-ply daddy. For henceforth, let us have this clear. I think of you as Bob Hope's caddy.
Say, Falstaff, how's for blueprinting the details of this horrendous heartburn that you and Yuki have contrived?
Precisely why I am here.
You will tell us then the plot?
Indubitably. But first, let me tell you a few of the hit songs.
Oh, yes, Matthew, though.
Have you heard Make for the Cattle Car, Mother? The brakeman can't smell you out there.
That could be a hit if the firm gets behind it.
Or perhaps you'd prefer something more sentimental, such as Oscar was happy, in his eye was a gleam, he was made third jerk on the tug of war team.
Seems as though the long titles are coming back, hmm?
Indubitably. The trend is here, such as, we'll have no meat from the butchers, mother got out of line.
You know, it seems to me with such a catalog of crullers, the whole thing sounds just utterly devastating.
Oh, it'll devastate you all right. It sounds off with a bang when the hero rushes in to find his heroine.
Yes, he steps on the gas too heavily in his eagerness to arrive. And so he gets arrested by a burly Chanel number 5.
Whoop, what's this about getting arrested by a burly Chanel number 5?
Have you ever been arrested by anything else?
Ignoring the obvious implication, my pompous protester, and admitting that Chanel number 5 could, when in the mood, arrest me, may I say that most people are arrested by policemen.
And what, pray tell, is the difference between a policeman and Chanel number 5?
Well,
Chanel number 5 is a perfume, correct?
Correct.
A perfume is a scent, correct?
Correct.
A scent is a copper, and a copper is a policeman, you doubting Thomas.
I'm confused.
Say, wait till you see our show, South Dakota, Bing. It'll bring back the days of the Old West.
Do you concur in this contention, Falstaff?
In triple dubitably.
For building.
Yes, I have written a poem, a dedication, shall we say, a program note.
And knock it at us, hmm?
Ah, for the days of the Pony Express, when a card game was first on the docket. What a hand you'd achieve with an ace up your sleeve if you also had four in your pocket.
Pistol back in, mama, lay your pistol down.
Ah, for the days of the Pony Express, when the West was a month from New York. The mail came, of course, by a galloping horse, but the female still came by the stalk.
Lay that pistol down.
Down for the days of the Pony Express. But alas, there has been a great change. Now I give my horse headroom in my hall bedroom while frying two eggs on the range.
Poem, pack, and Falstaff, lay your pentameter down.
From Openshaw and Yuki's Lethal Turkey, South Dakota, Trudy and I approach a bona fide hit from Oklahoma.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes. Too much. People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your sighs mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine. People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove.
Sweetheart, they're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
As we leave Oklahoma, we come upon an intelligent-looking stranger who stops us and says...
How's the sandwich situation at your house? Is the filling for those lunchbox sandwiches a kind of a puzzler these days? Well, then let me suggest Philadelphia brand cream cheese. It's rich, it's moist, it's good eating. And, lady, the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese is point thrifty, too. Fresh-flavored Philadelphia brand cream cheese, a little jelly or chopped pickle, and you have swell sandwiches that are really nutritious. Well, this famous cream cheese helps supply both food energy and vitamin A. Remember that when you make the children's sandwiches and snacks, too. Tomorrow when you shop, look in your dealer's craft display for the point-saving cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh. The genuine Philadelphia brand, marked with that name, on every package. You can get two regular 3-ounce packages for only one ration point.
Time marches back. 1910, Thomas Woodrow Wilson is elected governor of the state of New Jersey, and Halley's Comet passes the sun. 1910, Japan helps decorate Washington, D.C. with 2,000 cherry trees, and two more stars are added to the flag. 1910, and men are saying...
Well, I see Arizona and New Mexico have become full-fledged states.
Well, what were they?
Mostly Indian territory.
How did they get into the Union, Harry?
Oh, they had reservations.
Oh, by the way, Harry, you know, I tried to get Alexander's ragtime band for the pianola, but, gee, they were all out of it.
Well, next time you try, see if they have Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey.
Well, how can I say that to the clerk?
Oh, it's a great tune. It goes like this.
Put your arms around me, honey. Hold me tight. Huddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, oh, won't you roll those eyes that I just idolize. When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Put your arms around me, honey, hold me tight. Cuddle up and cuddle up with all your might. Oh, pretty baby, won't you roll those eyes that I realize.
When you look at me, my heart begins to flow. Then it starts to rockin' like a motorboat. Oh, I never knew any girl like you.
Frequently starred on Spanish-language Good Neighbor broadcasts and soon to be seen in CoverGirl, the Columbia Pictures saga of America's model young ladies, our friend Jinx Falkenberg has been on active duty in the Hollywood glamour blitz for sufficient time to be an acknowledged authority on how to tame a wolf. Tell me, Jinx, what are the latest tactics recommended by you technicians?
Well, when they heard submarines hunted in packs like wolves...
Yes?
The Hollywood wolves decided to hunt in packs like submarines.
What happens now?
A girl sunk.
Thus, friends, a demonstration.
A girl sunk.
Thus, friends, a demonstration of Jinx Falkenberg's clear, incisive views on the Hollywood wolf situation. Ah, yes, had Jinx Falkenberg been Little Red Riding Hood, things would have taken quite a different turn in the forest that day. Such a turn as we now present in the Spanish-American Good Neighbor version of LRRH. To begin with, if Jinx had been Little Red, it is highly probable that the wolf would not even have given her a start. So we'll have to turn to Ken Carpenter for a start.
The Kraft Music Hall's own Spanish-American Good Neighbor version of Little Red Riding Hood. The cast in the order of their appearance.
I am Little Red Riding Hood. Who'll come with me for a walk in the wood?
I am her grandmama, and in very bad shape. My dress has the wrinkles, my face has the drape.
I am Wolfstaff Openjaw. An object of much loathing, so badly clad and sloppy, just a wolf in cheap clothing.
I'm Yuki.
As we all know... As we all know, Little Red Riding Hood is only a myth, but a myth with a moral. One day, while on her way through the woods to her grandmama's, a friendly woodman said to Little Red...
Hiya, miss.
Hiya, mister.
As the enormous woodsman picked up his great axe and started to resume his work chopping down a huge tree, Little Red Riding Hood said...
Tell me, senor, what are you going to do now?
Getting in some chops for dinner.
And so R.R. Hood went skipping on her way. When suddenly she met a stranger who said...
Hello, babe, I've plenty of money. I'll be your biscuit if you'll be my honey.
Who are you, senor?
I am just a lonesome soldier lad. I'm on the loose. I could be had.
And where is your camp?
Shh. I'm A-W-O-L.
I think you are A-W-O-L-F.
When your little red cape is down and your little red hat's up, you could be mistaken for a bottle of catsup.
This made Riding Hood see red. She was boiling mad.
I see, my pretty Miss Riding Hood, that you've begun to boil. May I put fresh water under the hood and have you tried my oil?
Obviously, it was lube at first sight. Shyly warming up to the brusque but hearty intruder, Little Red Riding Hood murmured...
I feel so little and defenseless against a wolf like you.
My dear, you're safe at least till tomorrow. The law I am forced to obey. It grieves me no end and brings me sorrow. But today is a meatless day.
No, no, that is not so. Tomorrow is the meatless day. Today I am taking to my grandmama a little ham.
Too bad. I eat nothing but vegetarian food. I like broccoli, rhubarb, and figs.
Forgive me, senor, if I seem to be rude, but what happened to those three little pigs?
At these words, the wolf, sensing that there would be hot victuals at little R.R. Hood's grandmama's, took it on the lamb, hoping to get there for the first sitting. As wolves will, however, he got to ogling some pigeons, permitting Little Red to nose him out at Granny's by several lengths. She paid $6.80. The
quaint old granny lay in bed and greeted her grandchild, saying,
"Ah, child, I owe everyone, the milkman, the grocer, the butcher. Ah, if you could only get me out of the red, Riding Hood."
"How could things go so bad with you?"
"Whenever you come to visit me, the wolf is always on the doorstep."
"Oh, he must have followed me here. But do not worry. We shall eat now. I have a little ham for you in this basket."
And hearing this, the wolf, tired of cooling his paws on the outside, slunk in. Grandmama hissed,
"I can't help noticing that you slink."
"Hold your tongue, Granny. Can't you see this child's head over heels in love with me?"
"How could she be head over heels in love with a wolf like you?"
"The answer's quite simple. Romance reveals that most girls lose their heads over heels."
"Is it true, child, that you're..."
"I was, but no more. Too uncomfortable."
"Let's not dilly-dally further. I'm hungry. Let me see. Ah, get ready, Granny, for your end. To eat you first is my duty. You see, Emily Post is my friend, and she says age before beauty."
And slowly the wolf starts moving stealthily toward Red Riding Hood's grandmama. Slowly Little Red and Granny start moving stealthily toward the basket containing the ham. They were neck and neck rounding the far turn. Suddenly, Little Red and Granny stop to talk tactics using Spanish to confuse the wolf. Little Red says,
"Yo voy a robar el abrigo del lobo como todas mis amigas consiguieron sus abrigos de los lobos."
Red Riding Hood says she'll steal the wolf's coat, as all her friends got their fur coats from wolves. Agreeing with this, Grandmama reaches for a shotgun. Little Red reaches for her grandmama. The wolf reaches for a Spanish dictionary.
"Abuelita, por favor, no hay que hacer eso nunca. No le mate, no, no."
Little Red says no.
Sí.
Grandmama... Grandmama says yes. The wolf says,
"Bah!"
No translation. Finally, Little Red argues,
"There is no use for us to kill each other. Wait till you see what I have in this basket."
"Then open the basket."
"Here you are. So, it is open. Look."
"And about time I made my exit from this foul basket. For all the world's a stage, and I was meant to trot it. Lead me to the theater. What is a good show without a bright and gleaming star like me?"
"And what is Yuki doing in your basket, child?"
"So, you are surprised, Grandmama."
"I am."
"But why, Grandmama? I told you I had in the basket a little ham."
"Good cast."
From Jinx Falkenberg's adventures with Little Red Riding Hood's wolf, we turn to the charioteers and Anui from the MGM picture Thousands Cheer. "I dug a ditch. Dig, man."
"Well, look here, Jack. Can you dig? Your shoulders are broad. You look kind of big."
"Yes, Jack, I dig. I dig the dames. I dig the chicks. I dig Harry James and his red hot dick."
"Oh, well, take them slow. You're digging off pitch. Grab this shovel and dig that ditch."
"I dug a ditch."
"Quiet, the man's working."
"I dug a ditch.
Solid murder."
"And struck it rich."
"Well, now, that's different."
"In which you talk."
"Oh, yippee-yay."
"Ah, the guy's happy."
"Oh, yippee-yay."
"Say, did you strike a..."
"I made it pay."
"Now, tell me more."
"In which you talk."
"Oh, I could keep on digging like I've been digging before.
But
now I'm feeling so hot diggity, I want something more. I got an itch."
"Kind of worrisome, isn't it?"
"To leave that ditch."
"Get out the way you got in."
"Where I got rich."
"You'd holler if you were hung with new rope."
"In Wichita.
I was just a cowboy on a ranch in old Wyoming till ambition got a hold of me one day.
So I packed my duds and started roaming from Wyoming, and now this is why I'm glad I went away.
I dug a ditch.
I
must be insane,
ditch,
huh?
Yes.
I'm mad, I'm telling you.
Ditch.
What?
Down in Wichita.
Now, what have I got to be happy about? Getting blisters all on my hands and my dogs are killing me.
Down in Wichita. Oh, I could keep on digging like I've been digging before.
But now I'm feeling so much diggity. I want something more. I've got an itch.
I've got an itch.
To leave that ditch.
To leave that ditch.
I want to go back to Marie, who stuck to me before I dug that ditch.
And stuck it rich.
And stuck it rich down in Wichita. I dug a ditch.
Nice ditch digging, men. Let us now dig the sales department.
Never in history has the sandwich been as important as it is today. Hurried travelers going about the country on the nation's business wisely tuck a sandwich into the briefcase. Office workers take along a sandwich in the pocket or handbag. It's the sandwich that's the lunchbox mainstay in defense plants. Children who used to come home from school at noon eat sandwiches instead and save transportation. So the sandwich filling is mighty important. And right here is where the famous Philadelphia brand cream cheese is such a help. This creamy white, delicately flavored cheese is made from milk and cream, you know, so it's included in the basic seven food groups that government nutrition experts say we all should have every day. And good eating, good spreading, oh, you bet. Your old party favorite, Philadelphia brand cream cheese, puts richness, moistness, downright goodness into those nutritious, everyday sandwiches. And Philadelphia brand cream cheese is point thrifty, too. As a matter of fact, you can get two regular 3-ounce packages of Philadelphia brand cream cheese for a single ration point. When you shop, be sure to get fresh cream cheese. And that's easy. The name Philadelphia brand marked on the packages you buy shows you the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh by Kraft.
Did I see moonlight and magnolia trees smile again, my darling, if you please? Did I hear music on a warm spring breeze? Speak again, my darling, if you please. Did I feel cool September rain just then? If you please, touch my cheek with your hand again. When you are near me, I can dream with ease, and I'm yours, my darling, if you please.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Next Thursday, same time, the Old Craft Music Hall will again convene. Said convention to include all the regular KMH group, plus my friend George Murphy. Try and catch KMH next week, huh? With the mighty Murph. Good night.
The Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
Six o'clock, the afternoon just said, and I've a family waiting to be fed.
Lady, you can still be a winner. Take a tip. Take Kraft Dinner. A 7-minute dish that's sure to please gives you real swell macaroni and cheese.
Yes, ma'am. Spend one ration point and get 2 boxes of Kraft Dinner. That's delicious macaroni and cheese, a grand main dish for 2 separate days. Every package of Kraft Dinner gives you a fast-cooking macaroni and some Kraft grated for cheese flavor. Just 7 minutes to the clock and you've cooked up some fluffy, tender macaroni with cheese flavor through and through. Try it soon. Kraft Dinner. The Sealtest Village store will follow immediately over most of these same stations from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Go, Joe, go!
And just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week for more music and memories of the greatest generation. Until then, so long for now.